Hey, it's Skippy with The Morning After, Monday through Friday on New Rock 104.1 from 6 to 10. Right now, you're about to embark on a journey back in time to some of the moments this week we feel like sharing with you one more time. Be sure to follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, too. You can look for Shut Up Skippy. Here's hoping this stuff is good for a second go-round. Enjoy. It's The Morning After on New Rock 104.1. We're on Facebook Live and Instagram Live because it is time for...
Nerd News! We're going to get it. One of these days. I think that was pretty close.
We're in that back to school stumble.
Yeah, but that's okay. We're gonna come out on top.
Or normal life stumble, you know.
Yeah, or just yes, always stumbling. So let's start with Joss Whedon. So remember Joss Whedon? He hasn't really been around. He did the first two Avengers movies. He was like he's the director, writer and director, I believe, but he was on it.
He made a whole lot of money.
Ton of money. Did Avengers 2, and then he was kind of like, this kind of broke my psyche. Like you could tell it kind of broke him a little bit. He did take a stab at the Superman stuff with Justice League because he had to come in for Zack Snyder. He hasn't really done much, all right, coming up. But he did recently announce a new fantasy series that's going to be on HBO called The Nevers, which the synopsis is very odd. It's like a group of Victorian era females that all have superpowers. I don't know.
All right.
I'm still going to watch it probably because it's an HBO show. They usually don't green light garbage.
Okay.
So, this is true.
Yeah. I mean, their shows are usually pretty quality. So we'll see what's up with that. But it's a huge cast. Like, I can't even go through the full list. There's like 20 confirmed people that are going to be in this. One of them is the partner for Simon Pegg. What's it? Nick Frost.
Nick Frost.
Yeah, he's going to be in it as well. Neil Blomkamp. You know who Neil Blomkamp is?
No.
So he's the guy that directed District 9 and Elysium.
Oh, okay. I saw District 9. I thought that was good. I didn't see Elysium.
Chappie. We don't really talk about Chappie.
Chappie.
Yeah, but he was attached to RoboCop. And he was going to do like a true sequel to RoboCop because that's what he likes to do. He was going to bring back like the original RoboCop suit and all that stuff. He's no longer on the property, which is garbage because like I would have trusted the property in his hands. And also, quick note, I love the fact that the 80s were so campy that one of the biggest franchises to come out of the 80s was literally a movie called RoboCop. Now, don't think about what RoboCop is as far as iconography is concerned because you associate with something bigger than itself. If I was to write a script today and RoboCop never existed and called it RoboCop, I was like, RoboCop, cop becomes robot. They would be like, what the hell is this garbage?
That'd be a bomb.
Yeah, but we love it. Reportedly, Disney is not too impressed with New Mutants. That horror spin.
Really?
They think it's going to flop. We don't even know if they're ever going to release it.
Wasn't there a preview that floated around?
Yeah, and they did like extensive reshoots as a result. It was like they were going to reshoot. I heard that they were going to reshoot 75% of the movie.
Let it go.
Like at that point, you just need to cut your losses.
Yeah, let it go.
Okay.
But speaking on that tip, Marvel does they have a bunch of horror plans for Hulu series, Moon Knight. Some stuff with Ghost Rider. They're kind of rebooting through
Hulu. Bring Nick Cage back.
Namor is possibly teased in a casting call. So Namor, the Submariner, is basically like the Aquaman, the Marvel.
The other, okay.
The best part about Namor, though, is that Namor is like a complete knob. Like, he's a jerk. Like,
So he's like the Deep. You knew what I was talking about.
I do.
You kind of do.
I kind of do.
Okay.
But he thinks he is better in that his race is better than everybody.
Oh, okay.
And he lets everybody know. He's like one of the original mutants. And like
got it.
But there was a casting call for a ruler of an ancient kingdom. It could be for a lot of stuff.
Who do you think would be a good cast for that?
I feel like they should go with probably an Asian actor because of just – physically, that's how he looks, and I feel like Marvel's good about bringing like the way a character looks.
Consistency through.
Because for me, I grew up reading these books, and I want to see these characters look like their source characters, even though some of them don't.
Does he have to be a buff dude?
No, I mean,
then they should get the guy from Always Be My Maybe. I feel like he could be a little cocky, he's, a little weird,
he's funny.
A little sideways.
Yeah. He's yeah. funny. Mm-hmm. He is definitely funny. But I feel like that there's and to their credit, there are a few Asian actors that are being thrown out there as okay. far as Neymar casting is
Give
concerned.
Me B.D. Wong. Easy.
Noah Hawley, who is writing a Doctor Doom movie for Sony, or was it Sony?
Fox.
Fox. It was for Fox. Okay. He was writing a Doctor Doom movie. Disney bought Fox, and then now he doesn't know what's happening with it. So we'll have to see. Star Wars stuff, blah, blah, blah. Ewan McGregor is coming back as Obi-Wan for a Disney Plus streaming service.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Old Man Kenobi?
Yeah. Old Man Kenobi is going to be a series. I'm so in.
I'm so down. In.
And I'm glad it's not a movie. I'm glad that it's a series because give me lots of Obi-Wan. Mm-hmm. Obi more.
That is big.
Obi-Wan more. No, nerd news.
You can tell exactly where I told Drew he has a minute left. New Rock 104.1. It's the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Good morning. Skip here. Drew, hi.
Yo.
Failiot.
Hello.
Representing hashtag Floral Friday.
Let's make it a thing.
How many buttons do you have button on your shirt?
I did one more than I did last time.
So you have four? Yeah. But so what'd you do? The bottom one? Why don't you stand up? Show the crowd. Okay, this shirt. Okay,
yeah, it's strategic.
Okay, so you went all the way down to the bottom. Okay.
And he still has it. The buttons on top open up.
Yeah, yeah, so he has three buttons undone. See, this one has more buttons than the last shirt.
Yeah, the last one was very loose and
it
very
had less
open.
Buttons.
This one is a little more proper.
So I
more
feel
elegant.
Like this one, proportionally, it's the same ratio of buttons unbuttoned.
Yeah, and also, just know, Failiot P.I., our Magnum P.I. spinoff, coming very soon. I'm announcing it here.
Also know right, that yes. Failiot may think he started this trend, but my dad's been doing the chest hair out of the open shirt for 60, 70 years.
Yes,
so
late to the game,
before so. He even had chest hair, I'm
hey,
sure
we,
my dad was still
we
doing.
Appreciate the pioneers who started it, you know?
The OGs.
Yeah, the OGs.
Okay, so it is time for...
Talk about people that are so great! This is Lisa Spice and AIDS!
On
not
Instagram
much
and Facebook.
So,
except if, Epstein killing himself.
Yeah, except for Epstein killing himself, and we don't know yet who did that. We'll figure it out later. So, now here's the thing. Remember how horrible last week's like waste of space
there was so much
there's some really dark stuff that's going on, so it's not too dark this
okay.
week just so that's some hope. So in news that no one cares about, Brody Jenner and Josie Canseco, which I guess is Jose Canseco's daughter, which he named Josie.
I didn't
just
even
put a little
think
eye.
About
yeah.
that.
Just put a little eye in there.
Yeah.
Just drop the eye.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Partying to the morning, showing a lot of PDA. Now, on my next story about furthering.
His
estranged wife is now dating Chris. What's
no,
his name?
Liam Hemsworth. And Liam Hemsworth is Chris Hemsworth's
brother.
But Liam Hemsworth is married to who?
Miley Cyrus.
Whose dad is who?
Billy Ray
okay,
Cyrus.
Okay, very good.
Don't break my heart.
And
my
she was in what famous Disney show?
Hannah Montana.
Look at that. We just made the whole web make
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, we have all the connections of not, no one cares. But so, yeah, his wife and the other wife. They're like hooking up.
They
so like, he's going to go.
They announced
up with
a split.
Yeah.
And then he was seen surfing with his brother Chris because there was a birthday or something. Yeah. And then she was seen on a boat making out with the other girl.
You're right.
Right.
I mean, that's just, that sounds chaotic. Yeah. I'm not going
to
lie.
That was hard to follow.
They've only been married 8 or 9 months.
Yeah. It's the art of the micro marriage.
Yeah.
All right.
The whoopsie. Yeah. I know that feeling. Go ahead.
Rob Zombie. Grabs a woman by her hair, shoves her during a concert. So there's video of it. I'll show you off air. But he was walking. She grabbed his shirt and like start pulling on it. And one of the bouncers like try to push her off. And he came up and he like grabbed her hair. But to me, it doesn't look like
Rob Zombie did. Or
yes.
Okay.
But to me, it didn't look like he was like grabbing her hair and like shaking her and like he like grabbed her hair and pulled her in and said something to her. And then, like, let go and kept on walking. What that is, I don't know. It could have been just an intense rock star moment. Or maybe he was like, never touch me again. I'm Rob Zombie. I don't know. I'll show you the video so you can check it out. Come to your own conclusion on
just
it.
Just whispered in your ear.
By the way, how tall do you think Rob Zombie is?
He's short. He looks short.
Yeah, he always wears, like, big shoes.
He does. He looks like a short man whenever I see him like perform. So there's a video of Conor McGregor punching an old man in the head over a whiskey dispute. Now, listen, Conor McGregor, first of all, stop punching not trained professionals in the head. Second of all.
Stop throwing chairs.
You are worth way too much money to go around slapping, socking people.
Is there anything more stereotypical in a bad way of like an Irish dude punching someone over whiskey?
I know. I read the headline. It's like, this just sounds normal.
Sounds like a bad dad joke.
When you read that headline, all that's going through your head is the color green. It's just like everything is green in my head right now. It is the most Ireland thing from Ireland.
You think you can hit me now?
He's made all that money being an angry man, so and just beating people. So I guess he don't know where it stops and where it starts. I don't know. Anyway,
well, he will once he gets a really bad lawsuit and yeah, it takes another a lot of one. Money. Exactly. Mama June, I don't know, from Honey Boo Boo. She's not doing too good. The family thinks she's on drugs. She posted her and her drugged out boyfriend are selling everything inside of their house. She's like on that level.
Oh wow. Yeah. Where's the kid?
I don't know where Honey Boo Boo is. So I don't know if you know who this guy is, and his name's Todd Chrisley. I really don't know why he's famous. I think he's like a
he for some reason has a show, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how he got it or what he's done ever.
Or what he does. I don't know who this guy is, but there is something going around. There's an estranged daughter from the family, and he recently got arrested for tax evasion and fraud.
Okay.
Apparently pretty serious charges. She's going around saying that him and her brother of the estranged daughter had purchased a sex tape of her because they were going to be blackmailed for it. Right. So someone came to them and said, I have this sex tape. They were trying to blackmail him. They bought the tape to shut up.
Okay.
Right. But then they held the tape over her head and told her that she has to lie about certain scenarios in regards to the tax evasion.
Whoa.
Or that they were going to release the tape.
Dang. Whoa.
That is double dirty.
And that's just kind of weird. Ew. Like, it's weird on so many levels.
But the Kardashians totally made it off of Kim's tape. So
yeah, maybe release it. You could be a billionaire.
Maybe they were following the Kardashian plan. Right.
Maybe use it.
Yeah, you're going to go places. Yeah. Bam Margera is back in rehab after arrest in L.A. He's not looking good, dude. he needs help, man. Like he looks.
Yeah, he needs a nutritionist.
Yeah, he needs something. That's for sure. There is a meeting between Jay-Z and all the owners of the NFL.
Yeah, stirring up some stuff too. Mm-hmm.
That's stirring up some stuff too. But the way I look at it, it's kind of like,
the takeaway is, from what I have understood, because I actually Googled this and was trying to get an understanding of it. And the takeaway is, you know, he's buddies with Cap and forgot to mention he had all this going on.
Actually, let's talk about this off air because I have something to say, but I don't want to bring it up here because it would just, make too many people mad. Coachella, the Coachella woman that threw away all those puppies, she's getting a year in jail, as she should. And it showed all the little puppies. That they had puppies. Last but certainly not least, Bella Thorne is making her directorial debut.
Who is Bella Thorne?
Bella Thorne is a previous Disney star who is now like an actress, and she does stuff. She's very popular.
Okay, got it.
With the crowds. Okay. Bella Thorne is going to be making her directorial debut on Pornhub. Boom, 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 boom. She's going to be directing her own sensual story called Him and Her. And apparently it's like a straight up porno. And she is straight up directing it. And I think this is the G-est move.
The first Disney I've ever heard of a Disney property.
Well, she's not participating herself. She's directing it. Okay. Because apparently they're going to like class up the porn. Here, let me tell you something. And I'm just going to get this through. We don't need it to be classy. You know, like you could make porn on a shoestring budget and it's still going to work. You can take all plot and dialogue and throw it out and it still works.
I know you know everything about this subject, but can I give you the female perspective?
Sure.
There are a lot of women that were kind of introduced to that through the 50 Shades of the 50 Shades of Grey phenomenon. So they need a little something that's a little less aggressive that transition.
This new Disney streaming thing is going to be lit.
And that has been
high five. Waste space and earth. Bellator, it's awesome for makeup porno.
This is the Morning After on New Rock 104.1. It is time for
There's Some People You Should Get to Know. This is Best of Show with Elliot. And I've got a special shout out for the country of Australia.
All
right. That's right. This one goes down under.
Didn't we do one last time?
Australia's doing a lot of things right.
Yeah, they're doing things good.
They also are always in the news for a snake coming out of a toilet.
Yeah, or a spider killing someone in the
hole. Animal eating somebody. So we'll even it out.
Yeah. No, Australia's a scary place.
Oh, yeah.
But they're doing good. So my first story is, so a lot of the CO emissions that go into the atmosphere through methane gas, which is through a lot of like cows and farming and stuff. So what Australia found out is that if they farm this certain seaweed that they can feed to cows, it'll lower CO and methane emissions by 15%.
Well, that's interesting.
That is interesting. Yeah.
Those are some hipster cows eating that seaweed.
Yeah, I only eat grass-fed seaweed. It's got to be like coral reef especially, but, you know, it's no big deal.
No, we don't eat the coral reefs. We save the coral reefs. We eat the seaweed.
The seaweed coral.
The question is, will it make the beef fishy? Like, think about it. Will it make the beef fishy?
I don't know. Maybe more oceany.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Yeah.
What is the kelp-fed beef going to taste like?
Like a
These
manatee?
Are good questions. I don't know.
It's almost like if you were to take a bite of it and it just tasted like a land fish and you're like, nah.
Like a land fish.
Yeah, you're like, screw this. I'm okay with the ozone having giant holes in it. Just like, give me my Kobe steak.
Oh my god, land fish.
So my next story is through a doctor in USC. It's not our USC, obviously. But it's the University of like Shoreline Central. It's in Australia, and their doctor Natasha Van Zyl is one of their leading surgeons who specifically works on getting people who lose the ability to use their hands through injuries.
Okay.
To do vertebrae tendon transplants in order to get people who are paraplegic in order to get motion in their hands and feelings in their arms again.
Wow.
So wait.
Yeah, double back-to-back. This is different than the seaweed. This is a back-to-back story about
So whoa. Do they taste like fish, though? You lost me.
But so, do the cows taste
the
trans- like fish?
The transition was a little rough, but Drew's still working on the kelp and now flexing his hands.
No, because I was thinking about it. This is a recent thing that she like discovered that you could bring feeling back to
So they've
arm
been working at it since about 2014. But it's just their most, like, two recent.
So what do they replace?
So I'm not sure how the sciences work. But
yeah, I figured you'd work, yeah. But I was just.
But what they do is I believe they use, like, some of the tendon, and they help, like, patch over the vertebrae.
Okay.
That
In
helps
the back
yeah.
to then reconnect the wiring.
Right, okay. Which helps lead, like, people who are, like, paralyzed from the chest up to now get movement and okay. flow
Well,
their
if that's true, if that story is, like, being reported correctly, that's a huge medical breakthrough, because if they are repairing parts of like your vertebrae or spine that's allowing people that can't move their arms to have feeling moving again, that's huge. That's gigantic.
So I know that Failet was trying really hard to do this without looking at things because he's working on his presentation, but just to give you the background, it says paralyzed patients regain the use of their hands thanks to breakthrough nerve surgery, and it shows dudes holding beers.
Oh, yeah, because they were in Australia.
I mean, it is Australia.
Right.
As soon as you get your...
You go to have a Foster's.
Yeah.
A nice lager.
Look, if you're Australian and you couldn't move your arms and now you can move them again, the first thing you better be grabbing is a Foster's.
Is a tall
okay,
one.
Okay, can I give you a line in this that's going to make you all get up in your feels, Drew?
Yeah.
It says, after the combination of tendon and nerve transfers, this particular guy that volunteered started to work again from home and was able to take his family to the movies independently, handling the money, getting the tickets, and buying the popcorn.
No, I'm not crying today. I'm not doing this today.
I'm crying to my popcorn.
No. You're not sucking me into this emotion trap. This is like, this is us. It's emotionally manipulative. I'm not doing it.
So, Failiot?
Australia, y'all are best to show.
New Rock. 104.
That's not a knife.
It's the morning after on New Rock 104.1. So, Drew, you know, sometimes we get things wrong.
Yeah. I'll correct myself.
Yeah. One of my favorite podcasts, actually, the Dax Shepard one, the Armchair Quarterback, they do a whole thing that's called Fact Check at the end after they interview people. And so we were doing some behind-the-scenes stuff, like helping out Failiot, because, you know, he's a young, growing man in the radio thing. And I was looking at the story, and I was like, hey, dude, I know that you're getting much better at doing these stories, and I know you're doing them all from memory, but that can be hard.
Yes.
I feel like this is a compliment sandwich where she like butters me up, hits me.
And that could be hard, but it could also be very wrong.
There's the meat.
So,
thank you.
So this is, we just want to do a little fact check. So we definitely are agreeing, Drew, we don't know for sure if the seaweed will make the cows taste like land fish.
Yeah, land fish. We don't know if it's going to taste like land fish or not.
The plan of giving a puffy pink seaweed that they've realized to cows, could be huge, like a climate game changer. Okay? So the original quote from Failiot was could reduce gas emissions from cows by 15%.
Right.
It's 99%. Which is why it's a big deal.
That's a big number discrepancy in that story.
It's not that big.
Now overall, Australia could grow enough of the seaweed for every cow in the nation. The country could cut its greenhouse gas emissions by 10%.
Yeah, so only like 85% off. That's no big deal.
And by the way, and just to also to clarify, this is a moment in Skip's life raising cows as a kid. It's not that they fart, okay? Because every kid thinks it's because they're passing it. It's because
they burp.
Because they have multiple chambers in their stomach, they gotta like regurgitate their food, chew it more, it goes down, and then there's burping.
That's what
stuff.
It is?
Yeah, they burpish.
Yeah.
What?
They got a little gassy.
How am I just now learning about this?
Exactly.
When was the last time you hung out with a cow?
Last time we went to the
fair.
Yeah.
And then we hung out with cows.
Yeah.
And then I
so
played
with
cows.
It's been about a year. Mm-hmm. There you go. They're just a little burpy.